Daf Chof Amar Aleph Orla Perek Shlishi Halacha Zayin Safik HaOrla BeEretz Yisrael Asur BeSuria Mutar BeChutzlatz Yoreid VeLokeach BeVat Shelo Yiren Aloket. So when it comes to a Safik, so in Eretz Yisrael you have to be Machmir, and it's also in Suria where Orla is a Drabbanan, there's no Issur. And BeChutzlatz over there, as long as you don't know for a fact, you don't see him actually going and taking it in front of you, so then you can buy it, even though you know this guy's whole orchard is Orla. He's got a stand in front, and go buy from the stand. You can't buy when he actually takes it and watch him take it off the vine and bring it back. You can't buy. That's what. You know, that's what Ibn Mahmoud. So Ibn Mahmoud and all the Drabbanan. Kerem shunatua yerek, a kerem that is also now with yerekot, and there's yerek that is being sold at a roadside stand. That's nimkar chutzalo. Now I'm not sure whether the yerek came to this roadside stand, from the vineyard. So there it's Israel, it's also Syria, it's mutter. From the chutzlarets, you're able to locate. You can even go ahead and be locate, but bovad shalom yilkot biyado. Now this girsa is strange because it seems to be a steer to the ratio. What do you mean? You can yourself be located. The ratio can only be located. Okay, so the Gemara changes the girsa to say that you're able to locate, and that it doesn't mean locate. Hachadash. Even a chutzlart, whereas Orla is only aser mitam halacha, and kelaim is only aser midivrei sofrim, which the Gemara is going to question what's nafka mina. Usually halacha means min rabbanan. Ezo safek Orla, when we say safek Orla is aser misurya, it's mut. What are we referring to? Talking about where we have a kerem shel orla, the anavim nimkarot chutzalo. So there, Tzorla sur b'suria mutar. That's considered to be a suffix. Omer Rabbi Yunin ap zesteko sur b'suria. No, that's already. It's clear that it's being sold from there. Hey, zosafek a mutar b'suria is a kerem shel orla, the kerem acher b'tzido, where you have two possible sources for the fruit in the fruit stand. One of them, which you know, is mutter, and one is also. Navim nimkarot chutzalos over there, but it's Yisrael, it's also. Besuria, since you have already the heter that's right by the side, so besuria, it's mutter. Okay, now before we start on Rabbi Yehuda, we have to insert the next piece of the Mishnah about Kaloya Karen, right? So we're going to talk. We're jumping ahead a little bit. So it should say Suffolk Leah Karen would mean Karen Shok Leah Karen Vierep Nimka Bechutzalo Meritisrael Asur Besuria Mutter. That means that Rabbi Yehuda would have to argue on this too. So he would say, no, Avzel Asur Besuria, because the Mishnah didn't mention the case that there was another source that was Mutter right next to it. It just said you didn't see it coming from here. That's Osir. Ezu Safik Hamuta Besuria, when the Mishnah was talking about a Heter, wasn't talking about this case. It was talking about a case where it was a Kerem Natura Yerek. And then there was a Stay Yerek Akra Betsido, a normal garden that wasn't also Skalaya Kerem. And then outside of the both of them, there was Yerek that was Nimkar Kutsalo. There you could say Bert Soso, Besuria Mutar, Kutsat Yerek Vokia. Belvach Lo Yukot Beyoda. Rav Yodin, by the way, Odhi become Bekat Maisa. Yoreit velocate, Bravat Shalom Yerena locate. The first, these aren't, there's no difference between the Resha and the Seifa. The way to say the Mishnah is that the guy can go and take it as long as you don't see him taking it, is what it means. Yeah, so, in other words, it
has to be located.
It is to be yourself. I mentioned before. No, it's only wisdom. That's not necessarily true according to everybody. Obviously, our mission is going to bring global yezer. Tanina taman, kol mitzvah she'ina tluya ba'aretz, noheget ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz. V'chol mitzvah she'ina tluya ba'aretz, ein noheget ela b'chutz la'aretz. Chutz min hak or la'u min hak yelayim, which is mashma, that chadash is not usher at all. Comes on Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer, and he says, Afa Chadash. So apparently the mission that says a Chodesh is Aser is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Bechol Moshvotechem. It says by Chodesh, Bechol Moshvotechem, Mashma, Bechol Mokom Shata Yoshev, Bein Barat, Bein Mokostarts. And my time of Rabbi, in time of Rabbi Eliezer, what did the Chachomim do with that pasuk? They say, Bechol Moshvotechem, yes, where it grew in Eretz Yisrael, you took it out. What's the Lord? So it's saying, does he have to be knowing the Yisrael? Bechodash, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechodash, Shekein Yatsa, Bechutz. As if you have a Chodash that went out, so then it still remains us, or even a Chutz Lord. Rabbi Yonah Boy, Kamei Rabbi Yosef, Elam Elot, Tanir, and Avachala, Yimahen. Why don't we say, I mean, there's also a takona that you're supposed to take off challah with tzaret. Why don't we say, why don't we mention that? The Mishnah is talking about things that come directly from the land. So that even if a goy would own the land, it wouldn't change it. A shaking challah is a function of your work on the yisah. And if a goy works on the yisah, then it would be mutter. So we don't include that. V'chala in an ha'egad, it'll be Yisrael. Siva reishit arisotechem v'lo arisat v'yim. Ha'or la'halakha. When you say halakha, what do you mean halakha? Shmuel amar, halakha means kirchot medina. It means the halakha, it's a bit. When we say kirchot medina, it's the mores of the land is what it means. Halakha means less than midirei sofrim in a sense. It's something that people were makabel on themselves. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Halakha means halakha moshe misinai. Rabbi Yosi, boy, kamei Rabbi Yochanan, halakha moshe misinai. The atama hokin. What do you mean? How could you possibly say that it's halakha moshe misinai and then do all of these crazy sfeikas or mutters and it's okay, and even if you see him, as long as you don't see him actually taking it, why would we be making on Allah al Moshe Misinai? I thought Allah al Moshe Misinai is the equivalent that we go to form of like a Diraisa. So explain yourself. Omar B'sha'ash Mitna Halakha Kach Mitna. The point over here is that is the Allah al Moshe Misinai. I'm not saying that's a big deal. The halacha l'moshe b'sinai is orla in chutzlaretz, you're allowed to eat as long as you didn't see him actually being located. That was the halacha. Omar, wow, incredible. You lost a leak of Eretz Yisrael l'shmar davar zeh. Bye. It wouldn't have been worth a trip to Eretz Yisrael just to hear that. It's unbelievable. Bakilayim, go try to hear something like that in Bavo. Fat chance. Rahakilayim midivrei sofrim. Shmuel amar biklae hakerem. Biklae is ra'im. When we're being machmer on over here, only in klae hakerem, which is a big klae, because also about not. Klae is ra'im. The chachamim didn't aser. Klae hakerem, they aser the chutzlaretz because it's so chomer, the Torah says they have to burn it. And so, okay. So that will be machmer on the chutzlaretz. Om Ravuna, kad nachton me'arabia. Kaman amanu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'kianua from et chukotai tishmol behemtchalos abia kilayim satchalot izra kilayim ubeget kilayim sha'nez lo yale alecha. When we came from Arabia, I can tell you that they said this over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the mimer that you just said. And they brought a raya from, we brought a raya when we heard it from the pasuk, where the Torah is comparing Kalei Zroim with Kalei Begadim with Kalei Behema. Ma Kalei Begadim with Kalei Behema she'enam teluyim ba'aretz v'nagim ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. Af Kalei Zroim af pi she'enam teluyim ba'aretz Noagim Ba'aretz Umachutz Ha'aretz. So the Torah seems to say this is a unique case that Kelayim, even though partially Kelayim is a function of the land, but since it's not entirely a function of the land, as you're not allowed to wear Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz, so you can't wear Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz, then we see the Hilchos Kelayim is not really being a function of land, but being a function of mixtures, land being an example of mixtures. Chad Barnash, Zora Chaklei, Sa'orin Velef. There was this guy who took his field and in Babel, and he planted it with Klal Yisrael, basically. Because he had Sa'orim and Lepet, which are obviously very different meanings. Ova Chanin Gubita Va'akri. So comes along now, Chanin Gubita, and he takes a tractor and uproots the whole thing. Also Ulbe Kaneshmu, so they took him to court. Shmuel said, well, Chanin Gubita's got to pay. The Kansei. He had no right to go and be over his field. Okay, so that's because this is obviously Shmuel who holds that there's no Yisr, Klaya Kerem, and Klaya Yisroyin, and Klaya Yisroyin, only Klaya Kerem, that would be Machner. So he says, yeah, I'll have to pay for it. The Tani, Eino Asinu Yisrael Bekilayim, Aval Okrini Mo Bekilayim, Mipnei Shuhu Mima'et Ba'avira. So you're not allowed to help a Yisrael actually plant Kelayim, because it's like a Misayeya. But you can help them to be Yoker, because that's fine. It doesn't look like you're working Kelayim out of Rabbi. You're trying to get rid of the Kelayim. And Ein Osim Imagoy Bekelayim, Bein Bekelay Akam, Bein Bekelay Zeroyim. You can't work with a Goy in Eretz Yisrael in Kelayim at all, even Kelay Zeroyim. Aval Ayarot HaMuv La'ot Eretz Yisrael. Hashem came, those cities that are muvla'ot within Eretz Yisrael, and over there they have many goyim that are working and they're living there as population outside of Eretz Yisrael. But technically speaking, this is chutzlaret cities. So over there you are allowed to work with them. So if you go on ba'ino, ba'ima, ba'chavroteha, asina mahem ba'kilayim. Kishem shekilayim ba'aretz, kach kilayim ba'chutzlaretz. So there's an iser of, and that this is a contradiction when you obey, because obviously it's not the same, because we just said that you're not allowed to help, and here we said you are allowed to help if it's outside. So how do you explain this? So Shmuel Plata Masnisa like this. Eino sini magoy b'klayim bo'aretz. Bein b'kloy akerem bein b'kloy zeroyim. So the last part comes to define the original part. You can't work with a goy in Eretz Yisrael in any type of klayim. Aval ayarotam uvlot Eretz Yisrael. Kegon ba'ino ba'ima b'chavoteha. These are chutzlaretz. So even though they're muvla'ot, osini ma'am b'kilayim. Kishem shekilayim ba'aretz kach kilayim b'chutzlaretz comes to tell me kilayakirim or kilayizroyim are mutter. So in other words, whatever things are usher is what it's saying. Whatever things are usher in Eretz Yisrael, meaning like usher ba'ana'a. So things that are mutter there to something bana out are mutter and chutzlaret. So that's Shmuel Shitasa. That we're only answering Kloy Hakeren. Rabbi Yochanan says no. The way to understand the contradiction is like this: Eino sini magoy bekalayim be'aretz bein bekloy Hakeren bein bekloy Zroyim. That's fine. Aval ayarotu bevlot Eretz Yisrael kagon beino beima bekavotel osini mayhem bekalayim. And then Kishem Shikalayim Be'aretz Yisrael kakalayim chutzlaret comes to tell me that Kiloy Akerem is the same thing as Kiloy Zeroyim. Meaning of the Kiloy Zeroyim, it's also Osir, the way that I hold. The Ksav Yad he brings here actually adds the word Osir. Right? So according to Shmuel, it comes out that Kiloy Akerem is Osir, and according to Kalei's Royan is mutter. Okay, Hatan Lach Begich Tzavos Nigam Asach Zava. How many daf are there in between? Well, Yesh Mevim Bikurim Vekorim Mevim Velo Vekorim. We just had this in Baba Basra.
It's something